And good morning and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner here at Applebee's. We have two more shows on the season this week and next week, and then, of course, we'll bid adieu until late August. But, of course, a lot of things still going on. We say good morning from the sports bar, as always, here of Coach's Corner here at Applebee's. And they're open for lunch or dinner, of course, or what have you. They'll have all kinds of college basketball on, all kinds of different sports as well. I'm your host, Dave Watson. And on the corner here today, we'll be talking Rudyard Bulldogs boys basketball. They're into the quarterfinals. Co-coaches Jimmy Suggett and Tracy Peterson are here. We'll talk to the guys coming up in the second half of the show. Sioux High girls softball coach Lisa Schulte will stop by. Also, Doug LaPrade, the head coach of the Sioux Eagles NOJHL hockey team, might be stopping by towards the end of the show about 11:45 here this morning. All that, much more, but first, to the scores that matter from last night. The Sioux Greyhounds in OHL play won a high-scoring game 8-7 over the Flint Firebirds last night on the road in Flint, Michigan. Greyhounds continue that I-75 road swing at Saginaw tonight, 6:35 over on Rock 101 with Jerry Liscombe Jr. Around the O we go. London drops Saginaw 8-5. Kitchener, they nipped Erie 4-3. Guelph trips Sarnia 4-3. Sudbury ices Mississauga 5-1. Hamilton doubles up on Kingston 3-1. Peterborough squeaks by Oshawa 2-1. Into the standings we go. OHL Western Conference standings. Flint still leads the West 75 points. London is second with 73. Greyhounds are third with 71. Fourth is Windsor with 70. Guelph is fifth with 65. Sixth is Owen Sound with 59. Seventh is Kitchener and with 52, and Sarnia has the final playoff spot, number 8, with 52 points. Hamilton is the best in the Eastern Conference standings with 80 points, best team in the league. North Bay has 74, they're second. Mississauga 72, third. Kingston is fourth with 71. Fifth is Barrie with 62. Sixth place, Oshawa, 55. Seventh is Ottawa with 53. Eighth in the standings in the final playoff spot right now is Peterborough with 52 points. NOJHL, Eagles off this weekend. Thunderbirds in action as they blank Kirkland Lake 2-0. Thunderbirds off tonight at Blind River tomorrow at 2 p.m. In the Noge from last night, Hurst nips Timmins 5-4 in the first overtime as Elliott Lake, meanwhile, 6-4 pass Espanola. Eagles locked into second place in the Western Division standing, 61 points. Thunderbirds are first place right now in the West, and they're running away with that division. And in the Greater Sudbury's third with 50 points. Blind River is fourth with 48, and they will take the division title, or rather taking the division title will be the Sioux Thunderbirds in that West. In the Eastern Conference, or Eastern Division standings, Timmins, 68 points, first place, tied right now for second is Hurst and Powison, 66. French River is fourth with 45 points. College hockey, CCHA tournament championship game tonight, Mankato. Minnesota State will host Bemidji State, 7:07 Eastern time, drop of the puck there. Big Ten championship at 8 o'clock tonight, Michigan at Minnesota. Last night in the National Hockey Conference semifinals, Western Michigan 2 better than North Dakota, 4-2. Broncos in the NCHC final tonight. That should get the Broncos into the tournament. That win over North Dakota could seal it, I think. Minnesota Duluth will take on the Western Michigan Broncos for that NCHC title in St. Paul. Bulldogs blanked Denver last night by a score of 2-0. Hockey East, it was Boston in Boston, Massachusetts. Connecticut skates past Northeastern 4-1. Massachusetts 3-1 over UMass Lowell. Connecticut tangles with UMass for the Hockey East title, 7 o'clock in Beantown. ECAC semis, Quinnipiac 3-1 over Colgate. Harvard ices Clarkson 5-3. And tonight those two will meet at 7:30 in the ECAC final. Atlantic Hockey semis, American International nips Mercyhurst 5-4. Air Force grounds RIT 4-3. American International and Air Force tonight for the Atlantic Hockey title in an automatic bid in the NCAA tournament. 7:35 there will be the start. And the NCAA hockey to selection show will be tomorrow. And of course, that will be on ESPNU, 6:30 p.m. for the college hockey selection show for the NCAA tournament. The 16-team field will be announced tomorrow, 6:30. Girls basketball semifinals yesterday in Division I at the Breslin Center at Michigan State. in Division One and Division Two action. It was Detroit Edison in D2 running past Ludington 63-30. Grand Rapids West Catholic 20 better than Detroit Country Day 62-42. Division One West Bloomfield hung on over Rockford 66-63. Heartland dribbles by Wayne Memorial 52-42. Today, the championship Saturday action at the Breslin Center. Division 4 going on right now. It's defending champ Fowler taking on Plymouth Christian Academy. And later on, Division 1 at 12:15, West Bloomfield will battle Heartland. And in the Division 3 action, Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor Prep will battle, and that they will take on Kent City, who won it last year in Division 3. They'll tip off at 4 o'clock. And then the D2 final will be tonight for the Division 2 state championship in girls basketball. Detroit Edison will take on Grand Rapids West Catholic in the finale of those four state championships going on at MSU. Meanwhile, men's basketball Division 2 Elite 8 is set to go next week. No GLIAC teams this year. It will start on Tuesday in Evansville, Indiana. Bentley will take on Northwest Missouri at 1. It will be Black Hills State battling Nova Southeastern. And then Indiana, Pennsylvania will take on Hillsdale College, Michigan, 7 o'clock. And then at 9:30, it will be Augusta taking on Chico State. Thursday is the semifinals, 4 and 6:30. National Championship Saturday on CBS in Evansville, Indiana, 3 o'clock. Women's Division II Elite 8, Birmingham, Alabama. That will start on Monday, 1 o'clock with Glenville and West Texas A&M. Grand Valley State battles Missouri Western. North Georgia will battle Pace at 7 o'clock. And then at 9:30, Western Washington will take on Valdosta in state in action in the Elite 8 semifinals at 7 and 9:30 on Wednesday night. National championship set for Friday at 8 o'clock in Birmingham, Alabama. Lake Superior State women's tennis, 4:30 today. They're in action against Oakland U in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Those are the scores that matter. And when we return here on Coach's Corner from Applebee's, we'll talk Rudyard Bulldogs boys basketball. They're in the quarterfinals again. Co-coaches Jimmy Suggan and Tracy Peterson are here, and we will be back in 2 minutes here on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Back at 11:14 here on Coach's Corner, we're in Applebee's as always in the sports bar tucked into the corner, and of course they're open for lunch. Come on down here on this mild Saturday, and we're joined by our good friends Jimmy Suggett along with Tracy Peterson, the co-coaches for Rudyard Boys Basketball. Bulldogs are moving on to the quarterfinals. First of all, guys, thanks for stopping by here as we preview what's coming up on Tuesday and talk about the season for the Rudyard Boys Basketball. Congratulations as well on making the quarterfinals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, of course, Jimmy, we've had you on a couple times this year. And of course, now here we are back into the quarterfinals as your club, you and Tracy's club, able to get it done last week. Tell us about the regionals and able to beat a familiar foe in Pickford, and then a game with Onaway that was I was watching the game as far as at home and on the NFHS network, and it was looked like Cardinals didn't want to go away. They were a pretty strong team, and your team was able to get it done on Wednesday. And tell us about the regional trip for Rudyard.
Yeah, it was good to get back there. The kids were really excited. It's been a focal point for them. Our defense is where we hang our hat, and it was just about like one of our practices, Dave, actually, the physicality. So it kind of played to us.
Tracy, I noticed, as I'm watching that game doing the dishes, and I noticed as the game went on that the pressure defense really picked up and a lot of good transition opportunities for the Bulldogs. At one point, I was like, my eyes deceived me. Onaway came back to make it 15-11. And obviously a very scrappy team, but as Jimmy said, the Rudyard's defense really was good. And I noticed a lot of creation with turnovers there, and it was, I think, a lot of what your kids were doing.
Yeah, Tate got in foul trouble early, so that kind of slowed us down a little bit. But Jesse Zurup came in, stepped up, and we got some good minutes out of him. We made some adjustments with the mix kid. We wanted to try to dig the ball out of his hands a little quicker. So that worked out, and we were able to get some transition baskets and kind of keep that buffer between them. But, yeah, they played very hard, very physical. And like Jim says, it was just like one of our practices, very intense, and you know, we're used to it and able to pull away and get the win.
And that's really, Jimmy, what you expect in a regional championship. Obviously, you're not going to play cupcakes at this point. You know you're going to get the best around the region. And, you know, I thought your team really showed good poise as the game went on and never let it get away from them, and then just was able to run away with the game in the end.
Yeah, and, you know, our kids have been through a lot. They've played together for a decade. They've seen a lot, you know. We just want to get to the next play. So we know they're going to make runs. We're going to make runs. There's going to be mistakes. We just have to really focus on that next play to get to it. So our kids don't really panic that much, which is really quite nice.
Yes, it is, because, you know, as you know, we lose the track sometimes that these are teenagers. I mean,
right. We
do, but this is a seasoned bunch that has been around. And, you know, Tracy, you mentioned, having a little bit of foul trouble the other night. And, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I thought, boy, this team has pretty good depth here to be able to have the Zurb kid come on and some kids really step up in bigger roles this year.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the year, we thought, you know, one of our weaknesses was our depth, you know, coming back from last year, losing some of the kids we lost. But Jesse has really stepped up. Dylan McMillan, Aiden Bickle has really improved, and Trevor Lama as well. So those four have really stepped up. I'm forgetting Jacob Nolan, who's gotten a lot better as well. But those guys have really stepped up and gotten better, and they work really hard in practice, and it's really helped us along the way.
You know, one thing, Jimmy, I noticed, you know, obviously you have good veteran leadership and some kids, this is not their first rodeo, and how much does that help with the younger guys?
Oh, immensely. I mean, it is, we're one family. When they get out there, and it's just like playing against your brother. You know, they're gonna drive you to get better. They're gonna let you know when you're wrong, but they're also gonna give you that pat on the back and tell you what you need to do to get better.
You know, I noticed, you know, you had the game against Onaway, and before that, the one with Pickford, and those are always tough games when you're playing a team like Pickford that struggled as far as in the win-loss column. I wasn't surprised that they were able to come out of that district, and those have to be real nervous games, too. You're playing a team you know real well, and just down the road from Pickford, too. And, of course, Tracy's been with that program in the past.
Yeah, and I know those kids so well. Some of them are near and dear to my heart, so it was a little bittersweet, having to beat those guys because, you know, some of those kids are just fantastic. But, you know, this is the tournament, and you got to win or you go home, so.
It's about survival. There's no question about that here at 11:20 here on Coach's Corner. And, you know, Jimmy, well, you look at, you know, last year's team. I don't like to compare teams, but, you know, to this year. And what have you been really happy with this year's team as far as what they've been able to, you know, get through and move on here to the quarterfinals if you were to pick something out?
Just the growth of our bench, the depth, like we talked about earlier. Aiden Bickle being able to come in and step up and hit some threes or make some layups and play some pressure defense. And Jesse Zurb giving us big minutes, and Dylan McMillan too. And, you know, and that's just during the games. We're asking these guys to do a lot of practice because they're practicing against our first string all the time, and they don't pull any punches. So sometimes, you know, there might be a chance where maybe some guy want to pout or something because we run our differences and some of our stuff, and sometimes it's a lot of running for that second string.
You know, and you look at, you know, your starting lineup too, Tracy. You have guys that have 1,000 points now in their career, from Besteman to, of course, EJ, and we had EJ on earlier this year. And your son's played very well, of course, for the Bulldogs. And you just look at it, the individual achievements that I think the whole team embraces, as I remember with both EJ and Tate when they're able to get 1,000 points. I think their teammates at times were more happy than they were, because that just shows about the camaraderie you have there.
Yeah, you know, and Tate and EJ are two of the humblest athletes you'll ever see. They deflect a lot of credit that they probably deserve. And like you said, their teammates were so happy for them. I mean, they have really put in the work and the time, and definitely have earned, you know, every accolade they get.
You know, and we've talked about this several times, Jim, and I like to bring it up because I don't think, you know, you can bring it up enough, and that is, you know, your program's a big part of it. Of course, football had a great run. You know, we talk about softball. I can't remember an athletic program as far as from almost every team sport that has had the success that Rudyard has had here in the last couple of years.
Well, you know, and it goes back to that nucleus of kids and the coaches and the availability of the coaches to open the weight room, to open the locker room, to open the gym. We're leaving here and we're going to go. We got kids already want. We have a 1-3 practice. We got kids that want to be there earlier. So really there's a lot of credit, like Tracy says, goes to the kids for wanting to put the pressure on the coaches to make sure that we're in the gym, that we're doing the extra stuff. It's really what comes from those guys doing it.
And it really goes from one program to the next because it's pretty much all the same, it seems like, you know. Like I said before, this has just been impressive what, you know, Rudyard's been able to do, you know, from basketball to softball, it don't matter, football. I mean, a lot of good success there. Now you move on to the quarterfinals, and UN Trout Creek is awaiting the Bulldogs. They've been right up there high towards the rankings all year, as you would expect a team that's going to the quarterfinals. And what can you tell us about UN Trout Creek?
You know, last year they got upset in their district. I believe Bessemer got them, and I'm sure they've been waiting a whole year to get back to this point. They're of course led by UP Player of the Year Jaden Borseth, yeah, who's a fantastic player, and Eric Abramson,
who has local ties. Yep. He's related to the Abramsons here in the Sioux.
Right. Yep. And he's another fantastic shooter. And they've got some other guys that are very talented as well. Very tough team. No surprise that they're here.
No.
A team that we've kind of taken some peeks at through the year and watched them a little bit. So it should be a fantastic game.
I saw their highlights, Jimmy, against North Central. And by the way, what a region that. Well, you talk about a war there. You had three teams with like 18 wins or more, and that was a battle to the end. And a very athletic team, to kind of piggyback what Tracy was saying there. And they have a couple guys, but you know, two or three guys really could step up. And just a good quality program, what you would expect here, obviously, as an opponent in the quarterfinals.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of like our football region that we had coming out of football, where we had to go through Newberry, Pickford, and Munising. That's the same thing up there. I mean, they're just, it's a bloodbath. Any one of those three teams that came out, and even Lake Linden's not a slouch, or Norway.
Right.
You know, so they're playing some really good basketball up there.
So, you know, obviously, you get to this level, so a lot of things don't change, obviously. You know, you go with what your strengths are, just battle it out on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's our man-to-man. We got to play good man, help defense. We really need to work on. We can't have as many turnovers as we did in our last couple games, so we need to take care of the ball better. But like P said, it's who's ever going to come to play and play the best, and hopefully it's, you know, you don't ever want to have a one-point game, but we're watching the NC2As right now. There's overtimes. There's one-point games. You know, I have a feeling that's what this is going to be like.
Not good for the coach's blood pressure.
Not at all.
Or some of the fans, too, perhaps, and broadcasters or what have you. And, you know, Tracy, you look at it, you know, you've been able to have success, you know, before with Rudyard when you were the coach there. And, of course, saw with Pickford. And now with this team here, and if you were to pick out one or two things, what really makes this team special?
Oh, I think it's the kids. I mean, it's a special group because they get along so well, and they love spending time in the gym together, and that's a big part of it. You know, I think chemistry is definitely a big part of success in team sports. You know, and I look back to some of the teams Rudyard had in the earlier 2000s, and it was the same way. A lot of good chemistry, kids got along great, and they just wanted to be in the gym.
You know, and you look at it too, Jim. You know, here we are back in the quarterfinals, and you have some guys that had the taste of the fruit last year getting to the semis, and they know what they have to do to get through Tuesday, obviously, to get to that next step.
Yeah, and you know, they watch film too. The kids watch film, and they know this is a really good team. And it is. It's a UP championship, so these are the best two teams left in the UP, and they're excited. They're excited to play a good competition.
You know, the thing I was impressed with, and a lot of these kids played football, and we had EJ on, is you brought him in, and I was able to, you know, do one of your playoff football games, down in Sutton's Bay. And what I was impressed with, sorry to bring that up, Jim. I know, hopefully this week will be better, but still, you know, that was a fun game as a broadcaster, but you know, I was just impressed with the maturity of Rudyard. And again, a lot of those kids are on that basketball floor, but I mean, you wouldn't know they're teenagers half the time, just the how they react.
Well, they're very serious and diligent about what they do, whether it's basketball or, like, the most impressive thing for me is academics. We got 8 of our 10 kids are 3.5 plus, and everybody's above a 3.2. So, I mean, they're very serious about what they do. They take their community serious. They like to help out. They teach the younger kids. They go read to the younger kids. So they're very involved in their community, too.
And that's big, and it's always been the case. The other thing, too, is just the great community support you get.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a tight – you've watched it grow. You know, like the last 2 years, we haven't been able to have full-capacity stands. And the crowds have seemed to be growing here the last couple weeks.
And that's fun to see and good to get back to. And that's been a progression. I mean, it hasn't been, you know, as far as everybody coming back, you know, and that kind of thing. But it's nice to see the fans definitely coming back. So it's Tuesday night right now in Munising. Of course, we'll wait and see. And if that changes, we'll let the folks know. The game's also on Country 105. I'll be watching on the NFHS as I'll be pulling for the Bulldogs. Guys, congrats on a great season. Good luck on Tuesday night. That should be a dandy Tuesday. And let's keep this going all the way to East Lansing.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. That's Tracy Peterson and Jimmy Suggett. They are co-coaches with Rudyard Boys Basketball. We will take a break this week in high school sports coming up. Lisa Schulte should be stopping by with Blue Devil Softball. That's all coming up. It's Coach's Corner from Applebee's on 1230 WSOL. As we come back here on the show and joined by Sioux High softball coach, our good friend Lisa Schulte is with us here. And Schultz, welcome back. Of course, we look outside and the snow is still out there, but we got to talk some softball as Blue Devil softball's already started practicing. Thanks for stopping by. And I wanted to get you before spring break because I know you usually head south on us.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you have me today, Dave. And I'm all for the rain we're getting, so keep it raining.
Keep it raining. Maybe a little wind will help the road.
Warmer will help temperatures.
Dry out the Losey Field when we get to the point of being able to have home games. But the season is around the corner. You've already started commencing, but imagine at this point, tryouts and practices. You've already selected your team. How has the first week gone?
Pretty good. You know, there's always a lot of things going on in spring sports because of the basketball playoffs and stuff like that. So we didn't have practice one of the days, kind of got kicked out, but for good reason. It's basketball playoffs. But it went good. You know, we are, as you look at the roster, we're really young, but first week of practice went well, and we have some really excited kids. Like, they're just super excited to start the season. They're counting down to our first tournament, which is April 8th. So that's, you know, you don't have to ask them to get excited about it. They're just really excited about starting the season and seeing what they can do.
Of course, Saturday, April 9th is the spring, what do they call it, the spring swing?
Yeah, in Marquette. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Western UP teams up
in
there.
In the dome, I would imagine?
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. I haven't done it since I was a JV coach several years ago. But I'm happy to be back in it. We were supposed to do it last year until the COVID stuff. So the girls are really excited. A lot of my kids have never played in the dome. It's a great place to play. So I'm really excited. There's, normally a lot of competitive games and a lot of really good teams up there. So it will be a good start.
Let's meet the team for this year, the Sioux High Varsity softball team. I'll rattle off the names, and if I have a mispronunciation, the coach will correct me. And Lisa always like to correct me during the broadcast, but she did basketball with me, so this will be like old times. Paris Kagaris. Kagaris, all right. Right off the hop, I'm screwing up. She's a senior, number 2, Paris Kagaris, also a returning player. Augusta Smith, number 3, she's a sophomore. Audrey Smith, Everybody knows Audrey. He's a senior and going to be playing some college softball. Tremendous player, one of the key players for Lisa this year. Lucy Husky, she's just a freshman, or actually a sophomore. She's number 9. And then Gabrielle Killips, she's number 10. Gabrielle is a sophomore. Hannah Maurer, she's a masher. She can take it deep. And Hannah is a junior, number 11. And Morgan Burrow, she's number 12, and Morgan's a junior. Abby Church, another returning player, and she's a sophomore, number 13. Haley O'Connor, number 14, she's a sophomore. Chelsea McLeod, number 15, she is a junior. Kylie Brown, number 16, is a junior. Danica Bergeron, young freshman, number 24. And Callie Lotte. Lotte is a sophomore, number 32. And thoughts on, you mentioned young team, but you have some returning players there, and some kids that were some key players last year. As I look back at some of the games that we're able to do, of course you'll lean on veterans like Audrey Smith, players of that nature, along with Paris, who was a nice slap hitter and really quick on the base pads for you. Hannah Maurer, of course, can go deep. Abby Church, a pretty good player. So you have some veterans in their mix, but obviously a lot of youth.
Yeah, and Abby and Callie will be playing both some JV games and varsity games. But I'll start with the younger ones, my sophomores. I should say freshmen first. My only freshman, Danica Bergeron, she'll be our number one pitcher this year. And I'm really excited for the people who haven't got to see this kid play. She is a phenomenal athlete. I can't say enough about her. She plays volleyball, basketball, and softball. And to be honest, she's really good in all of them. She's pretty quiet and would not boast about herself, but we're really excited. And not only is she a good pitcher, she's a phenomenal infielder as well. And so I'm really excited about that. And then my sophomores, you look at Callie, who played JV last year, and Abby, who were their leading players last year for JV, along with Haley O'Connor, who's going to be on varsity this year, who will do some catching and outfielding, and she's another pitcher. And then you have Morgan, who's a junior. She'll be new to the team this year. She played JV last year. And Gabby Killips will be our other pitcher. Gabby's really coming along, and she also plays some third base, and she's been working at first base. She's a really good kid, and she's super excited to start the season. We're really young pitching, and that we've really talked to the seniors about helping these kids out. And Lucy Husky, I don't know if you remember her last year, Dave. She played great third base. She'll probably move over and play more second this year, as she is a very good second baseman, and some shortstop as well. And then looking at my junior, obviously Maurer. Maurer is more like a senior, I told her this year, even though she's a junior, because her and Paris and Audrey are really going to have to be the leaders on the team. And, Hannah's a great player. She can play infield, she can play outfield, she can pitch. She's really been working on her pitching. And so I hope to see her do well in that as well. And then Audrey and Paris, Paris, when she played short last year, Dave, she was unbelievable at shortstop. The balls didn't get by her. And Audrey, she's just a gamer, I think you were at the game where she had that really good diving catch at catcher. And then in the Pickford game, hits that home run that puts us ahead and, ultimately wins
those
us the
Pickford
game.
Pickford marathons, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first one. And then, in outfield, she's just a great player. And same thing with Paris. These kids, they just my seniors are just so excited, and they want to help the underclassmen just like my seniors did last year. And so we have a really good team. We're very young. That's the first thing I said to you. But I have a lot of confidence in this team, and I can't wait for people to see them play. They're just a great bunch of girls.
Schedule-wise, you'll be on the road, obviously, for a little bit before able to play home. The hope is that we'll be able to play home games by Friday, April 29th. That's when the first one's scheduled, so we'll cross our fingers and toes for that. Nagani will be here. Hope to have Newberry at home. Rudyard, of course, that team went to the state championship last year. Stevie Davis's Bulldogs. You have Marquette at home, and Brimley, of course, and then Petoskey. That's all the home games. Of course, these are all scheduled to go, but of course we're out in the elements, and we hope we can get a good schedule in. You also have good quality road games. We talked about the spring swing, Traverse City Central, Traverse City West, Frankfort for a tournament. I hope to go over there for baseball, maybe some softball. It would be our first games in April 23rd. I'm eyeing right now to put out here on Radio Sioux. You go to St. Ignace, you have Marquette, and Hillman's on the road, Sheboygan on the road. Probably be one I'll make down to the Old River Town, and Pickford on the road, and then of course Roger City on the road. And then the big thing is that both baseball and softball, in this case softball, we focus on. They'll be home for the districts. Sioux High will host it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I got a great opportunity this year. I got to sit on the committee, and when it came to us, I was right in there talking about all the great work about getting the Malcolm Pride did and getting that building built, and that really helped us having changing rooms and bathrooms and a concession stand right there. And I think we have one of the best fields.
Nice building, too.
Yeah, it's a very nice building. And it has heat in it as well, so, you know, that's the other thing that, you know, especially for those morning games sometimes, even, you know, early June, it's still pretty cold in the morning time.
So you have some frost
out there.
It's nice
for the kids to have somewhere to warm up and stuff. And, you know, like I said, our playing surface and our field, I'll put it against anybody's, is, you know, so Linda's always done a great job taking care of that field. And, you know, last year we were doing filling in the outfield and stuff like that. So we're really super excited for it. And our kids, like I told them, it's one game at a time, one practice at a time, and we'll see what we can do.
Before we let you get going, Lisa, anything you wanted to mention as far as, I know you guys always are fundraising and things of that nature, anything coming up?
Yeah, if I could give a shout out first to my assistant coaches, because Nikki Brown and Lance Brown and Allie Krupa, who, I don't know if Dave, you remember Allie, she played for us and went down and played at Lansing Community. And then Laurel Hopp, who's new, who's really been helping with the pitchers. And the reason why I mention them is, you know, whatever success we have in the future, These guys really helped me, and the more coaches we've had, the more we can do with these players and break up. And so I want to give them a shout out. That first week, they've just been tremendous. So fundraisers, yes, we are doing a lotto tree like bouquet. The tickets will be $1 for $5 or $3 for $10. We're giving away 2 trees, each of them are worth $200. And so tickets will go to the players next week, and they can start selling them. And anyone that wants to support us, you can talk to a Sioux High player. You can go to our Facebook page and let me know if you want to buy some. And we just appreciate everybody's support in the community. And I got to give a shout out the First Business, because for our concessions this year, we're actually going to have concession stands at our games this year for both baseball and softball, which we're really excited about. All-Star Graphics is going to work one of the games. So we appreciate them volunteering and coming up and working a game for us this spring.
All right, sounds good. Looking forward to the season, Lisa, and, of course, being out there broadcasting some softball. And thanks, as always, for coming up here to Coach's Corner, and enjoy spring break. And then it's on to the season after that.
Yeah, and I got to get you – I've been slacking. I got to get you some Sioux High apparel, so we'll talk afterwards. We're putting our order in. We got to make sure you look good when you're going to our games.
Well,
you're representing, Dave.
Well, maybe try to look
slacked.
Good. I don't know about this guy, how good I could look. GQ is not calling. Thank you again, Lisa. Very much appreciate it. And that's Lisa Schulte with Sioux High Softball. We'll be back in 1 minute. Doug LaProd with Sioux Eagles Hockey will join us here on Coach's Corner here at Applebee's on 1230 WSOO. And we're back here at Coach's Corner at Applebee's at 1149. I'm Dave Watson. We're joined by some folks at the Sioux Eagles hockey team. Of course, head coach Doug LaProd has a player here with us as well. And Doug, thanks for stopping by here last minute and talking some Sioux Eagles hockey with us here at Coach's Corner.
Yeah, my pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And you have a player with us.
Yep.
Tell us who's with us today.
Yeah, we have our captain of our team, Jack Mortson. He's here to make me sound bad. He's probably going to speak very much better than I do, and we just wanted to kind of get him on and talk a little bit about the team, and then, you know, I'll talk a little bit about, you know, our next couple weeks, and then any questions you have, I'd love to, we could both answer them, or any questions for Jack.
All right, well, we'll start with tell us a little bit about Jack.
You know, good kid. I have to say good things about him. He's sitting right beside me, but
that's not true.
You don't get to be a captain of a sports team if you're not a you know, 100% committed person, and works really hard. Good two-way player. His second year with us. You know, last year was obviously a little bit of a strange year, but, you know, we made do, and it was great to have him commit back to us again this year, and very, very happy about that.
Jack, what position do you play?
So I came in here as a centerman, and then just the way the lineup worked out, I ended up playing left wing, and from there we kind of just rotate back and forth depending on where he needs me.
where he tells you to go. That's
exactly.
Usually how it goes.
Exactly.
But you got to listen to the boss. Now, Jack, you know, you look at the season, your thoughts on how things have gone right now, Eagles in second place behind the Thunderbirds, and thoughts on how the things have gone as you really come into the stretch run. We'll talk about that. And, again, a lot of games coming up, but thoughts on the season.
It's unique, that's for sure, but I think it's gone very well. We got off to a pretty good start on the road. That's not normally how it would go, playing all those games away from home. But now in the second half, we have a lot more home games. I think it benefits us, and we're doing very well.
You know, Doug, I heard you with Scotty Nason when Scott was filling in. You were talking about all the games coming up, and it's even changed a little bit more, of course, and that was a couple months ago. And you compared it to like an NHL-type schedule because it's really compacted and just a lot of games coming up. And you talked about how you kind of had to adjust and talk to some folks that you obviously know in the hockey community that are used to that. And I would imagine a little bit of an adjustment because you're used to just weekend games, but now there's times where you're going to have four games in a week.
Yeah, no, exactly right, Dave. Like, you know, my background is obviously college and in high school. So, you know, when you get into junior hockey, it changed a little bit with a weekday game here or there. But, you know, for the most part, you play Friday, Saturday night. You have all week to prep for those teams, both by video and by practice. And then, you know, and then you play your games. when it came down to the last, you know, month or so after, you know, starting February, you know, when Ontario took their January off, we had to readjust. I mean, we have four games in this week and three games the last week. And so, you know, I talked to some guys that, you know, I reached out to some guys that coach pro and do some of that kind of, and my assistant coach Fedorov is played pro. And so between the questions I asked and Fed, we just kind of came up with what, you know, a good, you know, hopefully a good schedule for the guys. We just, you know, we're used to practicing an hour and a half, hour 45, you know, giving them 2 hours ice. And, you know, you just can't do that when you've got four games in a week. So we kind of, you know, cut it back down to about 45 minutes and then, you know, try to do some specialty things here and there and really kind of just keep them loose and fresh.
How do you handle that as a player, Jack, as far as, you know, your mindset, you know, in preparation? Does it change at all that you're playing a lot more games?
It's an adjustment. I mean, you got to take care of your body, take care of your health, number one. And then when you do get those chances on the ice, you got to give it your all because you're not having as much time. So there's no 75% effort. It's 100% all the time for those 45 minutes instead of the hour and a half, and you just go from there.
Doug, you guys have some big things coming up, a lot of home games.
Yeah. So this Tuesday and Wednesday, we're home 7 o'clock against Blind River, both games. And that's a rarity, actually, to play a team two times in a row. It might be the only time this year we've done that,
right?
Back to back. So then on Friday, we play here at Sudbury, and then Saturday is Hearst here. And this weekend will be the military weekend, so everybody that has a military, you know, that is in the military or has been retired from the military, including the Coast Guard, they get in the games for free this weekend. The guys will be wearing, you know, military jerseys, like special jerseys,
right.
And we'll auction those off. And then it'll also be Parents Weekend, too. So it'll be kind of a nice weekend for the guys, a different kind of feel with the jerseys and the military. And you know, and then next week we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You know, all of these games are at the Polar at 7 o'clock. So you know, Espanola comes, then the Thunderbirds are Wednesday, and then Sudbury is the last game on Friday next week. And then we'll see where we finish. I'm 99.9% sure we'll finish in second place, and
it's looking like that.
I mean, we need to win one game, we'll finish in second. You know, if some forbidden reason, not forbidden, that's the wrong word, but for some strange reason, the Thunderbirds don't win another game the rest of the year, we could finish first, but that's not going to happen because they're a very good team. And, you know, again, that's not going to happen. So we are where we are. We're happy. I mean, I think we're 39-3 or something like that. So, I mean, we're, you know, I'm really excited about our chances going down the playoffs. And I just want to get a good last couple of weeks in, get the, you know, we're really turning the corner as far as me as a coach goes, as far as, you know, getting them to buy into how to win games. You know, we have team speed, we have outstanding team speed and skill, and the systems are taking care of themselves. But we've been really working on trying to, like, teaching them how to win games, and I'm 99% there. I mean, we're almost there. We got about, you know, we've got these seven games to get all the kinks worked out for the playoff run, and once we have that, I think we're going to be a hard team to beat.
You had some big road wins there, and I had a good start last week, and then they had the problem with the ice. And yeah. If it isn't, well, I said to Bruno, if it isn't one thing, it's another. Yeah. That's kind of key to your guys there a little bit. COVID, and then of course an ice issue, and some really nice. I noticed some nice road wins too, and that's not easy to do.
No, and what Jack said earlier was correct. I mean, because of the situation with the border, we played the first 2 months on the road. So if people didn't understand that, if we were supposed to play, say, Blind River at home, we'd play our home game in Blind River.
Okay.
So we were on the road constantly. I think that helped us a lot. First of all, we had a good handful of guys returning from last year, but we had a relatively new team. So you get the guys on the bus and in the hotel, and you know, you kind of get to know each other pretty quickly. And that helps you, you know, as far as getting on the road and doing that. And I think that might have helped us a little bit at the beginning, you know, just getting together, getting to know each other, playing some, having some adversity, never having a home game. And
right.
And now it's kind of worked its way out. Now we have, you know, counting the last two games, we have, you know, eight home games in a row, yeah, to finish.
Doug LaProd, Sioux Eagles coach, along with player with us, Jack Mortson. And Jack, you know, Coach mentioned, you know, you look at the camaraderie, kind of ahead of the game because of all those road games, a very unique early on situation you had before you were able to finally play at the Puller.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than spending time on the road with the boys. That's really how you get to know each other, like Coach said. That transfers onto the ice. It's just nothing like it, really. This is a great atmosphere here, and you can't get that at home all the time when you're sleeping in your own bed and staying at your house. When you're on the road, you're being on the bus, you're in the hotel room, just all the time with the boys.
Well, it sounds like things are going good for the Eagles. Next time you're home, Doug, it's you said busy week coming up.
Yep, we're definitely, like I said, last seven games of the season all here, starting Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we have the Friday-Saturday military weekend again, and then next Wednesday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, you know what I'm excited about? We had a great crowd the other night, and kind of a quick scheduled game. Like, it wasn't really a game that
was... one Thursday, yeah.
Yep. And I think we still had almost 600 people there.
Wow.
So the nice thing is, there isn't anything else to do right now, right?
I was just going
to
say that you guys are the last one standing now, so that makes it easy for the fans to come out.
It'll be great. It'll be really great. I mean, we have a great hockey town, obviously, as everybody knows, but it'd certainly be great to have a bunch of guys here, fans here cheering on our guys and, you know, having a Puller burger and a beer and watching some good hockey.
And the greatest venue I think you're going to find in Michigan to watch a hockey game, the Puller Stadium.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for stopping by. Nice meeting you, Jack. Good luck the rest of the way, and go Eagles. And Doug, as always, it's a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, always a pleasure having the Eagles on. We thank Doug LaProd and, of course, player Jack Mortson. Also here on Coach's Corner today was co-coaches for Rudyard Boys Basketball, Tracy Peterson and Jimmy Suggett. Lisa Schulte, Sioux High softball coach. We thank her for stopping by as well. Next Saturday is the final Coach's Corner for the season, 11:05 a.m. till noon here at Applebee's. Coach's Corner is a sports presentation at 1230 WSOO, and replays of Coach's Corner can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. For the gang here at Applebee's, the Moose, Mark Sanangelo running our variable resistors for us, I'm your host, Dave Watson. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.